Yeah,
exactly, exactly. And then Chelsea, he is like they want to be, winning and with more space and in a comfortable way to play, the way they like to play with very fast players in attack and controlling the defensively the game and going for counter-attack. And it's one of these games where they scored the goal, then we are close to the 1-1, they scored the second goal. We are close to the 2-1, they scored the third goal. We are close to the 3-1, they scored the fourth goal. And then we are close to the 4-1, and probably with a few more minutes, they scored the fifth goal. So I think that mistake is crucial, is a mistake difficult to accept, but obviously that's football and human people and human being, and you have to accept. And then the game was different, but the team played well. The team played well if we can delete the defensive mistakes we make. If you can delete that, the team played well. Courtois had more work than De Gea. Their central defenders, they have more work than my central defenders. We were always in control. We played in their half for long periods. We put foot in their box many, many times. We had what I call chances and half chances. But they are very dangerous in counter-attack. We knew that. I told the players that at half-time, but I told the players that if we score the 2-1, the game is different, but was not for us to score the 2-1, was for them to score the third and the fourth in counter-attack.
You can't delete those mistakes now, Jose, but your defensive players are very experienced players. They are used to playing in very big games. Can you offer any explanation as to why there were so many errors today?
It's difficult. It's difficult to explain when the mistakes are collective ones, when the mistakes and the problems are by the tactical point of view, you analyze and you arrive in the conclusions. When the mistakes are individually, it's hard. It's hard, especially for a player, for a manager, but it's harder for the players because they know the mistakes that were made. In the second half, I don't want to speak about mistakes. I want to speak about the consequence of an open game, a consequence of them defending with nine and counter-attacking with two very fast players, and they were comfortable. They were like fish in the water, winning and defending and waiting for the counter-attack. I don't think we deserve this result at all unless we deserve to be punished by the mistakes we made.
Chelsea played well, but would you accept that you kind of played into their hands as well a little bit?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, you made it easy for them, as in that you made mistakes,
no,
you allowed them to cancel.
Football matches start 0-0, this match start 1-0. It's so easy as that. Football matches start 0-0, this match started 1-0. And a team like Chelsea that is comfortable playing in counter-attack is like you give them the chance to play like they want. So, yes, we create conditions by having such a big mistake in the first goal, and then the second goal is also a corner with rebounds with something that happened there in the box. So everything went in that direction, and we paid for our mistakes.
You will analyze this game, obviously. You're a manager. You're interested in tactics and results and performances, but there is emotion involved going back to a former club, especially one that you've been so successful at twice.
No, but that didn't have an impact in the game. I was as ever. I was focused on the game. I was calm with that little bit of adrenaline that always came in every match. I didn't feel it different than other big matches, really.